Welcome to Padres Social Hour. It is Star Wars night. I don't know if I've ever seen this many people here at the AMR studios. I like to think it's because I do such a fantastic job on the show, but I like
your attitude.
Right?
I like your attitude
to tell myself that. Yeah. But as you can see, we've got some Star Wars characters here guarding the set. Blooper looks fantastic in his well-fitting costume. He's an X-Wing fighter from the Rogue Squadron. Randy Jones is here. And Jesse Agler, just as big a Star Wars fan as I know.
I don't know what to say. No, I don't know anything about Star Wars, which makes all of this that much more entertaining to me. You are dressed as Luke Skywalker, correct?
No, incorrect.
Oh, okay.
You want to take one more shot?
No, that's all I had.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
You got anything?
No.
Han Solo.
The Harrison Ford character.
Harrison Ford.
Okay.
And he's like the coolest character.
Harrison Ford's probably the coolest guy in
all right,
the world.
All right, now wait a minute. Okay,
because of the earring?
Hey.
Yeah.
Look, just show him your gun.
Show him my gun?
Yeah.
Now, is that a laser gun?
Look at that baby.
It's absolutely a laser gun.
Can you shoot it at Blooper? Whoa. Oh, thank you.
Let me
hit.
Reload.
I've been hit. Just sort of came.
I like this.
Fizzing out of there.
Shoot Blooper. Nice. Good shoot.
What is Blooper dressed as? So you're Han Solo.
You're Han.
I'm Han Solo.
Blooper is in an orange onesie with a helmet.
That he's torn through the crotch of.
Yeah, no, it's cracked open a little bit on him.
It didn't quite fit.
He needed the 2X.
That will not make it to Halloween, gentlemen. That will not be a Halloween.
He's an X-Wing fighter pilot from the Rogue Squadron.
And then the two gentlemen who are our security tonight for the set.
Yes.
Those are real deal costumes, by the way.
Those are big league.
Yes. These are, so you've got Dude Vader, I believe, who is a part of the steampunk Star Wars
sect.
And he
has a first baseman's glove.
He's ready to catch balls.
Is that what this is all about?
Yes. And then you've got a Maldrorian? Say it to me, Seth. What did he say? Mandalorian. That's what he is. Jango Fett and Boba Fett.
Ah. And these are real things from the movies?
These are very real things from the movies.
Okay.
And look, I'm going to put it out there. I am a huge Star Wars
fan.
Oh,
yes, you are.
I'm a very big Star Wars fan.
There's no doubt in my mind the guy on the left cannot hit a slider. Oh, not in that rig.
Yeah, no, the gold helmet, it would make it difficult
It's for
to
protection,
catch the break.
Randy. It's for protection.
He's not worried about getting hit by a pitch, though.
I just got a dirty look. I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's using the force on you. He's going to force choke you.
Is that a thing?
It's very
They do that in the movie?
They do that in the movie.
Yeah, they fake it.
I like that you think I'm making these things up that I have
I don't know, but that's
buying all of it over here. The couch is buying everything you're saying.
You could say anything about this, and I would believe you. I have no idea, but I'm fascinated by it. And that's a real deal. The gold Darth Vader guy, that's like a legit he's got going on.
No,
the
I think
gold
the,
Darth the, Vader guy?
What would you call him?
I can't remember his name.
He looks like Darth Vader, but it's gold instead of black.
He's Dude Vader.
He's the uncle, not the father. Is that correct? Is that what I understand?
Yes, and I believe Darth and Vader, they're Swedish or something like
that.
I'll give
the guy $10 for each hot dog.
Yes, just like
outfit.
IKEA.
Interesting.
Meatballs and fathers. That's
and Volvos.
Wow.
It's all coming together for me now.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
At some point tonight, we are going to talk about baseball. We're scheduled to be joined by Jay Jackson.
Yeah. You'll talk about baseball, but we have to don't let Blooper off the hook so
Blooper,
fast,
you
here.
Look great, man.
He is in an orange onesie with a helmet, and the crotch has ripped on the pants.
It's two sizes too small.
Well, are you going to wear that up in the press box?
No, I don't think this is going to last the
entire
show.
Come on.
Have you given the folks watching on television and online a good enough look at your outfit yet?
No. He's not going to, I don't
Go
think.
To the shot and turn to the crowd.
I mean, stand.
That's good enough.
That's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
That's unbelievable. So this is all part of Star Wars night.
Star Wars night. So there's going to be
tons of fun. No, it's going to be awesome here tonight. I'm excited for this. Like the video board, everything that goes into it, I'm excited.
There's going to be videos. The headshots are always fun. The transformation. The Diamondbacks will be from the dark side or the Empire. The Padres will be the light side.
That'll be okay. That'll be entertaining.
How good would it be if you're playing the Yankees today and they could be the evil Empire?
That would be fantastic.
That would be perfect.
Maybe next year. Maybe they'll schedule Star Wars Day with one of the Yankee games.
Did you know tonight will be the fourth Star Wars night that the Diamondbacks have participated in this year?
Jeez. I read that stat.
Wonder what they did wrong.
They hosted one.
What did they do right, Randy?
Why be wrong?
Did one
I don't
in
like
Milwaukee
your attitude.
And one in Pittsburgh. Yeah, what do you think of all of this?
This is ridiculous. Lefty.
You lived through
it's
this.
Crazy.
I was
it's crazy.
I was a pretty small. I missed the first two. Well, I missed the first one. I was a very small child for the second two.
How many Star Wars are there?
Six, and the seventh is coming out in December. And that's going to be fantastic.
I've only missed five then. Because I saw one.
You saw the first one?
And I was good to go.
Now, where does Star Trek fit into all of this?
That is the rival.
Oh, okay.
Yes, no, there is quite the rivalry between
Star
Wars.
So it's like a Padres-Dodgers thing.
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
Very much so.
And which one of the Padres and which one of the Dodgers? I'm trying to put this into terms I can understand.
Star Wars, Padres, Star Trek, Dodgers.
Got it.
I'm not a Trekkie. I'm not a Star Trek fan.
Got
You're
it.
A Star Warsy.
Star Warsy.
What
yes.
do you call? Well, yeah. So there's Trekkies for Star Trek. What is it? What's a Star Wars fan called?
Cool guys.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
got it.
I just want you to know those boots he's got on are brand new.
You know, yeah. Let's talk about your outfit here,
especially
Gracie. I'll let you host this show at some point, but not until we explain. All right, you've got long johns on the top. You know,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get a costume that I would rip the crotch out of, like Blooper.
Good
so
call.
I put a little extra
Depends
effort into
who's hanging
it.
Around. So you've got the long john top, the black vest,
yes,
the blue pants with the red piping.
Yeah,
those are pretty stylish,
right?
And the black boots. Now are those like rain boots? We've got El Nino coming. Will you be able to use those during the rainy winter in San Diego?
No, these are made for smuggling.
Yeah, and those aren't waterproof.
They're not.
No, because I'm going to be flying around in the Millennium Falcon.
Oh,
and I'm smuggling.
You
know,
hey, before we get done, you
got to
let them check out your holster and stuff. I mean, you
all
on.
Yeah, show us off you got like a side leg situation.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be as accurate to the character as possible.
As you should.
My wife, who is insanely crafty, rigged this up for me.
Really? That's DIY.
This is all basically DIY.
Homemade.
And she got me a gun so I could shoot Blooper.
Dark Lighter's here. Are you into this?
That's where the screen name comes from.
Oh.
Who knew?
So you love it, right?
Dark Lighter on Twitter.
He's a Star
Wars
guy.
I didn't even
guy.
Know that was a Star Wars thing. I thought it was like a
awesome. Darth. Yeah, I mean, there's.
Do you have a lightsaber?
No, Han Solo does not follow the Force.
He's a pilot, right?
Yes, he's the one of the
just
best.
Just like
one of the best
Harrison
in the galaxy.
Ford.
Yeah, he was just a pilot.
One of the best in the galaxy.
Wow. The Milky Way. Or are they in a different galaxy than we are?
He really liked Princess Leia.
He made the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
He made the
I like
at
watching
under
him.
12 parsecs.
It's like when Ben Higgins yesterday suggested that the baby that was born here be named Norosaurus Rex.
Right.
And Bill Center's reaction to that.
Was?
Just utter disdain. And these are the reactions I get from you when talking about Star Wars.
Well, Norosaurus could be the first name, and then Rex is the middle name.
Yes.
Otherwise, it gets too wordy.
Hey, I mean, people with their babies these days, you never know.
No, I guess not.
You never know. What are you into movie-wise? What do you like?
You
don't like anything.
No, I don't.
And that's
I'm
why
like
we
into
can't
sports.
Make fun of you. It's like, oh, I'm a huge OAR fan, and like, really, like, what can I do about?
No,
about
no,
that?
I'm really. I don't have very many interests out of sports.
Tell
I'm
me
into
like,
airplanes, but that's not really like.
Tell me like the old Walt Disney movies or something like that. That'll get you by.
He wants you to just lie.
You know,
I liked the Robin Hood Walt Disney
like
when I was a kid a lot.
That's maybe. Fantastic.
I loved
actually.
With the foxes.
Peach Dragon.
There's something
like
nerdy
Peach
I'm into.
Dragon, right?
I don't even know what that is.
Here's a little trivia for you. So one of the songs they play during the Hat Shuffle.
Yes.
It's actually a very sped up version of the Robin Hood song.
That one? Yeah. That's the Hat Shuffle song.
That's one of the Hat
That's
Shuffle
great
songs.
Great Petco Park trivia.
Man.
There you go. There's a pro tip for
That's
everybody
great.
Out there.
I like that.
I liked that movie.
So, yeah. So, Jesse, what are you doing tonight?
I'll be on the radio with Bob Scanlon. Teddy is in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania for the Aztecs and the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, the Penn
we get a score
State.
Update on that, by the way?
Things didn't seem to be going so well for the Aztecs.
Last I saw, it was close.
37-21 final.
Oh.
They were marching, and I think they had a fumble return for a touchdown.
That's like a 14-point swing.
That'll kill the rally.
16-point game, that's a pretty big deal. So, yeah, Ted's on his way back from State College, PA. And so I'm filling in. He'll be back for the game tomorrow. And I appreciate you letting me hijack the first few minutes here. I just wanted to make sure we got to all of this.
No, I appreciate it.
And,
I
and
really
appreciate enjoyed it. And you know what? You're a great sport,
Thank
Blooper,
you.
As well, for really, you know,
embracing
this
whole
with
day.
It.
I
yeah.
like it.
Now, Randy here, he's just in his normal Padre shirt, Padre hat.
Get over
the Oakleys.
It. Get over it, man.
Yeah, you're just a regular. You're you.
That's it.
You got your ostrich boots on.
I was pretty
Actually,
excited about
snake,
finally
sorry.
Wearing
sorry,
boots,
snake
to
boots
to be able to match Randy.
No,
he doesn't wear boots.
It's not
like
even in
this.
The same.
But they're boots.
Yeah, it's a nice zipper on the inside of them too. That's cute.
Wow. So if I wore these hunting with you, would I just?
Oh,
be the,
you get the, buried. I'm afraid. Yeah, you might be hunting by yourself if you wore those. I don't know if anybody would walk with you.
I just hunt bloopers.
That's
They're pretty
great.
Easy to see these days.
Yes. You know.
Brighter. He looks like he's going hunting in that bright
yeah.
orange jumpsuit. Sorry. Not a onesie. It's a jumpsuit.
Am
said.
I a hunter? Is that what I am?
No, you're Chris? The hunted, I think.
Well, we
point.
Wear a lot of orange when we're hunting a lot of times.
So while you're here, and we're completely off topic, so
sure.
let's just stay with that.
Okay.
Kurt Bavakwa hosting Padres Social Hour after the game
Post-game
tonight.
Edition.
Post-game tonight. We got confirmation from Roberto Clemente Jr. that he is like a really big deal in Puerto Rico.
Bavakwa.
Like, there is a Kurt
yes.
Bavakwa thing going on in Puerto Rico and even Venezuela. Like,
Winter ball days.
Hordes of people following him around the streets.
Are you kidding me? Like, winter ball days.
I mean,
he played down there 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Probably in the Hall of Fame.
We're being invaded right
There's
now.
There's more guys coming.
Yeah.
That's right. The,
look at Jay. He don't know what to do.
All right. Oh, somebody just hit their head, first of all. Be very careful coming
in. Oh, this is not good.
All right, Grace, tell us who we have here.
So you've got Darth Vader. You've got...
he's the dad.
Yes.
He looks like Phil Nevin.
You've got a stormtrooper in a Padres camo jersey.
Jeff is whom?
Jeff is a Jedi.
You're a Jedi.
Nice.
He's a
like
Jedi.
Like Jerko.
Yes, like Jedi Jerko.
Okay.
And I can't even tell you who Darth Vader is.
I like the one with the light up eyes.
That's a Jawa. They are scavengers. They're scavengers of the desert.
These guys are my favorite over here.
The Jawa is right in front of one of the cameras.
Who's the guy with the pink eyes?
Oh, that is the Lee. Oh, this is the bane of the Star Wars existence.
You're the bane?
This is Jar Jar Binks.
Hey.
And
Jar Jar.
Everybody in the Star Wars world hates Jar Jar Binks.
Why is that?
Because he ruined the first movie. Well, nice episode one.
They don't like you?
The big comeback movie.
Yeah.
He basically ruined it.
Oh, you ruined the movie. Why would you do that? It's not very nice. Get out of here.
Come
ruiner.
On, man.
Come
get,
on.
Get.
Try to ruin movies.
Thank you to the Padres Productions team. I appreciate the support.
Good job, guys.
We're going to get this thing back on the track.
You're going to have to because Jay Jackson is going to be here, and I don't know that he's going to want to talk about this nonsense.
He's going
to
look at me and think,
he's
going to want to
talk about throwing another good inning last night.
A very good inning.
How about
last
that bullpen
night?
Last night?
Really, really good.
One base runner.
Solid.
They were
Despaigne
really
walked a guy. That was it.
How about seven and two-thirds of no-hit baseball? After,
11 in a row retired by
after
Casey
the Grand
Kelly
Slam,
after the homer.
You guys are throwing so many baseball things at me right now. I haven't changed into baseball mode.
Are
so
you going to be like in a full uniform when we come back? Are you going to be wearing like your Padre gear?
Yeah, I'm going to go Kurt Bavak. I'm going to wear my baseball pants on the show.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. Well, thank you for letting me have fun with
Thanks
the Star
for
Wars
out. Good
thing.
Good job, man.
I still don't understand
it. I appreciate you go do some prep for the radio.
You know what? I'm ready to go, baby.
You're already ready?
What do you want to know?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Jay Jackson, and hopefully he can keep a straight face.
That's a good guy to talk to today.
I like it. Yeah. I like this idea.
With the bullpen last night.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
No, thank you.
As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco,
what
the power
outfit.
Of together.
You look really
Jay Jackson coming up right after the break.
Trekkies!